The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Ed Funston of KILR in Estherville and Seth Boyes with the Dickinson County News. Ed, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
All right, thank you, Senator. Maybe first give me your thoughts about President Biden's first 100 days in office, as far as how you evaluate his performance.
Well, on COVID, I think he's done an excellent job of carrying out everything that Trump had in place before he left office. You remember Trump got the warp speed, got the pharmaceuticals companies cooperating, got the government cooperating with the pharmaceutical companies. He got manufacturing started of the drugs before they were even approved by the FDA. So when they were approved about Thanksgiving time, the trucks were able to go out and the airplanes go out and start distributing the drugs around. I think that President Biden has done a good job of carrying forth with everything that Trump planned. Then I think that he's appointed at least important to Iowa is international trade, appointed an outstanding person to do trade negotiations. She passed the Senate 94-0, I believe, as the one example, because most of these appointments are very controversial. And then I think he hasn't delivered on his promise of bipartisanship that he talked about in the inaugural address, as evidenced by that first $1.9 trillion COVID bill that passed on a party line vote. There's an opportunity for him to make up for that, working in a bipartisan way on prescription drugs. We did have a bipartisan bill last week passed 94-1 on hate crimes for people from Asia that live in the United States, things of that nature. And I think his plan to organize countries that are friendly to the United States and look to the United States for leadership to get them unified against China is a good move. Let's go to Seth.
Sticking sort of in that same vein, has there been any update or progress on your hopes for the APA waivers? I know you've been working on that for quite a while now.
Well, which waivers?
The EPA waivers for...
Oh, yeah, for the RFS. Mm. Well, it's kind of at a standstill right now, waiting for the Supreme Court to make a decision on the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals, which went to the Supreme Court on appeal from the petroleum interest. And if we win that, then I think we're in a strong case on the waivers. There's another area that's pretty important. This EPA has not put out the amount of gallons of ethanol that has to be used with gasoline for the years of 20 and 21, and they should get that done. Actually, it should have been done by the Trump administration, and it wasn't. So this administration, I think, is holding it up, not because they're against maybe good numbers, but because they're just trying to get their feet on the ground. And you got a whole brand new EPA director, which you'd expect in a new administration. And then one other one is getting these labels off of E15 pumps that make it sound like it isn't safe to put in your car. Now, that started in the Trump administration, and it's just like a lot of things are held up in this administration until they get their feet on the ground. But if they move on RVOs, which is the mandate, if they get these stickers off that lead you to believe that you shouldn't be E15 in your car, that'd be a big help. Ed?
Senator, you announced last week that you're supporting a bill that would expand the renewable fuels infrastructure. Can you tell me about that bill, what it would do?
Yeah. Well, first of all, coming out of this COVID legislation, there's money that ought to be spent on that to help the renewable fuels industry, ethanol, biodiesel. I guess actually that money was before Christmas, not the recent bill. So we're leading on that, and then we want to make sure that the administration moves ahead on these what I call RVOs, but it's a mandate that I've already talked about. Let's go to Seth.
Sticking with that same bill for renewable infrastructure, just given the criticism that, of course, the federal infrastructure bill has had, are there any plans on how to prevent extraneous items from being added to such a bill?
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I got to apologize to Ed. I guess I didn't hear that part of his question. Now it's clear to me what he was talking about in your question. So, Ed, erase that other answer. Well, the other answer is correct, but it really didn't answer your question. So for when we're dealing with infrastructure, as this latest question raises the question about, we want to make sure that some of that goes for infrastructure the biofuels industry. Back to Ed.
All right, Senator, 43 of Iowa's 99 counties declined the doses of the COVID-19 vaccine last week. Are you concerned about the number of Iowans who are apparently choosing not to get the vaccine?
Yeah, you know, until right now or a couple weeks ago, all the talk was about getting vaccines out so we can get people vaccinated. Now the vaccines are being manufactured and distributed so fast, we got to beg people to come and get the shot. And all I can say is some of us in Congress can set an example by saying we got the vaccine, it's safe, you ought to do it, you ought to help your neighbor, because we got to get about 70 or 80% of the people getting a shot. Right now we've got 30% that have both shots. I think we got 50% that have had one of the two shots, but that's just 50% that are either fully or partially maybe protected for a short period of time. So we got to get other people coming in. And so I would urge people to get their shot and help their neighbor. Seth?
Just looking across to the House, I know Representative Feenstra recently signed on to a letter trying to get some derecho relief funds out of the, I believe it's called WIP Plus Fund. Is that something that you feel is an ideal way to get relief for the people affected by that?
Yeah. Actually, Feenster needs to be complimented, not just for his letter, but he got out of the Agriculture Committee some help for derecho in that $1.9 trillion bill that we've already referred to. And then before it got to the floor, the Democrats Rules Committee took it out. So the bill passed without the Feenstra amendment in it. So I offered the same Feenstra amendment in the floor of the United States Senate, and I lost it because everything was party line vote. And so I tried to get done in the United States Senate what Feenstra got through the House Agriculture Committee, and didn't get the job done. So I would applaud him for his letter, and if there's such a letter in the United States Senate, I'll be glad to sign it. Back to Ed.
Senator, it was reported last week that the U.S. Postal Service is running a COVID operations program to monitor people's social media accounts. How do you feel about that?
Well, who's monitoring that?
The U.S. Postal Service.
Well, I'm not up on that issue, although I did read a headline to that effect. But I don't know what the motive would be. So I just better ask me another question, because I can't answer that one intelligently.
All right.
Except, well, I can answer it from this standpoint. that what business is the post office doing it? Now, maybe that's information. If I had it, I wouldn't make that statement. But the second one is people's privacy should not be intervened by a government agency. Let's go to Seth. And Seth, I think yours is going to be the last question.
Very good. I saw that you recently called on Chairman Durbin to have some hearings about the immigration at the southern border to talk about solutions. So just in a broad sense, what sort of solutions are you hoping to work towards?
Well, I think the purpose of the hearing wasn't on particularly finding solutions. It was the fact that we have jurisdiction over immigration. And Durbin doesn't want to have a hearing because it's going to be too embarrassing to him. The crisis is going down there, and I don't have to explain that crisis to you. We want a hearing to up in the people's minds the importance of this crisis so that we can get rid of it, get it under control. The best way to do that is get the border secured. Thank you all very much. Goodbye.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Ed and Seth, for participating in today's Public Affairs Program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.